Hi everybody, welcome to our second installment of The Cutting Room Floor, where I put together all of the funny shit that I cut out of our episodes. Here you go, hope you enjoy.
Balls, a supernatural podcast with Lizzie and Missy.
Tallahassee, did you really just do that?
What is happening?
She drank my Gatorade. I took the lid off and she just stuck her tongue right on in there and splashed it on me.
Oh, there you go. What flavor is that?
Which one is this? Glacier Freeze? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's a fan, apparently. We're not video. We're video now because I missed Missy's pretty face.
Oh, I miss you too. For the first thing that pops up on my phone is the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody fandom. That's bad. Okay, supernatural.
Are you the president?
I am, yeah.
It's coming back to you guys.
Shush.
Dustin's playing a game about killers, actually.
I had to take the hit, Kyle.
Kyle?
Damn it, Kyle.
Come on, Kyle.
Shout out to Kyle. Put in here. The one that I...
Kyle.
Kyle, he's coming.
I went to the settings, everything was fine. It wasn't until like the third time around playing with my headset that I was like, what's this on the back? Oh my god, it's a volume control.
What is this button for?
Me mom just like, they light up and change colors.
Oh, they're so pretty.
Matches my keyboard and my mouse.
Oh, yay!
I'm so fancy.
That's probably what I would care about, too. But look at it. It's lighting up.
Look, my gaming might not be on par, but damn is my equipment pretty sweet.
I look good while I'm doing it.
Exactly. My Twitch stream is on par. Not because I'm good, but because I look good doing it.
Are you muted?
Calling me, okay. And it's playing Heat of the Moment.
Heat of the Moment.
Yeah, I was like, is this going to come on to the... Everyone's going to know that that's my ringtone.
Well, they know now.
I know. It's okay, that's fine. When we get to that episode, it's worth it. I lied. My brother wants to come in for that episode.
Okay, sounds good.
Maybe because like, my first... In Ghostbusters, like... the first...
Oh, sorry. Did I mess up my microphone there?
You were a little whoosh whoosh.
Oh, sorry. It hit my chest as I was trying to fix my hair. My boob got in the way. And it...
Damn it! I don't have that problem.
They're really not that big, so I don't know. I don't know how it happened.
Is that a thing? Quarantine boobs? Can I get those?
I don't know. See, people are learning things about us now.
Lizzie's flat-chested. Awesome.
Missy has medium boobs. I don't know.
But they hit her microphone when she bent over.
It's all padding, people. It's all padding.
And I'm running.
I ran so far away.
Alexa just talked to me for no reason.
Oh,
that's scary!
What?
And oh, Jesus, is that a, okay?
No, Alexa, no. Dean calls a demon to make a deal to save a man named Evan Hudson in exchange for himself while making the. That's bad. It all ran together there, didn't it?
Edit that.
I can't see the periods on my paper, and it was just one run-on sentence.
Oh, jeez.
Let's try that again.
Okay.
Dean calls a demon to make a deal to save a man named Evan Hudson. In exchange for himself... I did it again. Dean calls a demon...
Promise of a professional.
Okay, so this...
You're better than I am. I'm going off of the...
No, go ahead. I am delayed.
I'm going off of... Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of silence.
Technology.
For me. I know.
I'm
so sorry.
It's okay.
I thought you were drinking a nice, like, wheat beer.
No, it's an orange cup. It's just water.
I know that now.
I feel like I've disappointed you.
I mean, a little bit. I cracked open a White Claw because today.
I wish I had one of those right now.
God, being the worst. This.
Oh, you're out. You were cutting in and out there.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back now.
I'm back?
It was like.
Okay, sorry.
The Croatoan virus ancient. Is it? you cut out there at the beginning.
No. I don't remember what I'm saying. The plague hit Jane.
Okay.
I can't wildly move my head. I can't emote. Just stare at my notes.
I can see you wanting to do it, Liz, but just stop, okay? Just stop. Liz, I got a pie. Look at my pie.
Oh my god, that pie looks so good.
Aubrey brought it in because it had to thaw. It was like one of those frozen pies. And she wanted to see if it was thawed enough to be able to eat it. I think we can cut into it. Yay! But I just had to show you.
Oh man, I'm so jealous. You guys enjoy that.
I did have a pie.
Oh man, that looks so
good. I'll
come
and help you in a minute, okay? Aldi's $4.99 chocolate pie in the frozen section.
What?
How do you spell dare?
D-A-R-E.
Oh, it is? It's spelled just like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. That's dumb. That's dumb. I'm dumb.
I thought we learned that at school.
I don't know. That was a different dare. That was drug dare. Okay.
That was drug dare.
Well, now I need to go look it up after I burp. Excuse me. Oh, excuse me. I got sparkling water, cherry lime sparkling water at the Aldi today.
Ooh.
So I've been putting them back.
That actually sounds really nice.
It's good, but then it makes me all burpy.
Okay. I feel like such a mom, as a side note. These kids keep fucking setting off fireworks in my neighborhood. And I want to be like, stop it! People are trying to sleep here!
We haven't... People are trying to sleep. We haven't had any yet. I'm waiting for tomorrow. I think tomorrow's going to be bad.
We have a kid who, like, sets one off. He's been setting them off for days now, but it's, like, every 5 to 15 minutes he sets, like, one off.
Okay.
And I'm just waiting for tomorrow to potentially be the finale in theory, and hopefully that'll
be over. So he sets one off every 2 minutes, then?
It depends. And sometimes we'll go, like, 45 minutes without one, and then I'll hear it again, and I'm like, damn it!
Whenever you said that, I pictured Sid from Toy Story. When you're like, there's this kid in our neighborhood that sets off fireworks. He's shooting toys. You know, he's going to end up being a garbage man then, because that's what happened in the movie, in case anybody didn't know.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Toy Story 3 that came out, like, probably 15 years ago, I don't even know. Don't quote me on that. It's been a while. Another special child. Aubrey wants all the snacks.
It's okay. I'm going to eat some ice cream after this.
Okay. I probably will, too. I had a ho-ho before we started, so.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I might try and climb in my freezer.
I went grocery shopping today. And by grocery shopping, I mean I went to Giant Eagle and purchased things, and then I Instacarted Aldi's because I didn't want to go in.
It's a prime plan, though.
But we didn't eat because we literally had no food. Like, we didn't even have butter. So I couldn't even make, like, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Mm. Well, you we didn't butter have on your bread. Peanut butter and jelly?
I do before the peanut butter.
Oh.
Yeah. My grandma used to do that.
My dad puts butter on, like, everything, so I completely get it.
So, like, we had the two last bagels that were left, and then we shopped hungry, which was probably a good idea. We didn't go into Aldi's, because we just would have got everything.
Buy all the things.
I do have a pepperoni roll to eat, though.
Nice. I'm about to, like, curl up next to my daily harvest in the freezer and call it a day.
And I said ho-ho. I actually had a Swiss cake roll for, like, the difference.
Oh, yes. They're not the same.
They're not the same at all.
No.
And I noticed that at my Giant Eagle, at least, Swiss cake rolls are top shelf, ho-hos, bottom shelf.
What?
Yeah. I was looking, and I was like, why can't I find the Swiss cake rolls? Oh, because they're top shelf food. yeah, that's like your top shelf liquor. Swiss meat rolls, top shelf snack food.
I don't think I would have put that. I don't know. So in the little, in the that kind of world, I'm a zebra cake girl.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Love me a good zebra cake. The only one that I kind of pushed to the side was a cosmic brownie.
Oh, Aubrey loves the cosmic brownie.
It's too fudgy for me with not enough, like, anything.
Yeah, they have Christmas trees at Christmas time, too.
Oh, I like the Christmas trees.
Yeah. I also like oatmeal cream pie. Those are always good.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big sucker for those.
Yeah. And, of course, when Halloween rolls around, it's pumpkin delights all the way.
Oh, hands down. Hands down pumpkin delights.
I have to buy, like, all the pumpkin delights when I see them.
Like, that is the most, that is pumpkin, pumpkin delights and pumpkin pie, or I could eat those every day.
I agree.
You think I could seduce Dean with a pumpkin pie?
Oh, I think you
could. Dean likes pumpkin pie?
On Halloween?
And Thanksgiving?
And any other day?
On any other holiday? St. Patrick's Day, pumpkin pie. Just kidding, I'll make him a Guinness cream pie.
Oh,
See, I'm made for that man.
That sounds delicious.
St. Patrick's Day, I made a whiskey apple pie.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
I made Guinness cupcakes before with Bailey's buttercream.
Oh, you fancy.
They were good. I like that noise.
Thanks. That's the only time you'll hear me whistle because I'm not great at it.
Okay.
So I'm glad we got that on the record. Boom. What's something you're not great at? Whistling. Which is why my dogs all answer to a horse click.
I cannot curl my tongue.
I can't. So I heard that that's genetic.
I heard it is too, but everybody in my family can do it.
Oh, and you can't?
I cannot.
Oh.
My mom, my dad, my brother, my daughter, everybody can do it. I can't. I'm going to have to go to my extended family and see if anybody else is like me.
I feel like there's got to be one out there that's a break in the reins.
Yeah. Oh, I got caught.
Oh, no.
I know.
Release yourself.
I figured this cord's like 20 feet long. Still caught on it.
Remember, interrupt me.
I am. I'm so
interrupting
you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's my turn.
Okay.
Not really.
Plus an awesome music cue. Oh, sorry. Okay. Plus, I really should type these out.
All right. I might cut this part out, but the 700 Club was playing while I delivered Aubrey.
Oh.
It was like, oh, what was on before that?
Did you not have a choice of what you, or did you just not even care?
No, well, the TV was on and I had like fallen asleep. Mm. When I fell asleep, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was on.
Isn't like the 700 Club on at like 4 in the morning?
Well, yeah, this was on at like midnight.
Okay. I thought it was like late night.
Like TBS or whatever it was, it came on after like the regular programming. But that's, and I made them shut it off. I was like, shut the TV off!
I have got time for this angel talk.
I don't want to deliver Aubrey and Pat Robertson be on the TV. I don't want it to happen. Sam says, wait, my phone's going to ring.
So you have to have a relaxed point of focus. Hey, my roommate's calling me. Let's just turn that down. We don't need Jurassic Park.
We are recording.
That's going to be a copyright.
I'm not paying for that, Liz. I'm not paying for it, okay? Oh, I'm like you can't hear her.
I heard that cornbread.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Kool-Aid man with cornbread.
Calm down.
Cornbread time.
You know what? I appreciate her love of food. Because I get that way with my food, too.
Yes. The apple does not fall far from the tree on that one. The boys relating their mutually contradictory amounts of events shown in flashback to Bobby. That did not make sense at all. Hold on.
Have another sip. It'll make sense afterwards.
Whoever writes this shit and puts these commas in, I don't think puts them in the correct places.
Probably not. English isn't the first language for a lot of people.
She tries to show them the wreck, but the car is disappeared. The brothers investigate a series of werewolf attacks in San Francisco, California after... And... There's a bug on my TV, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I will one day learn how to read. Madison's request to Sam to kill her because she doesn't... Blah. These people... I have to start rewriting these because it drives me batty. Aubrey just asked me... She heard us talking about McDonald's.
Don't tell her about the Wolfman patties.
Well, she heard. She goes, are we going to turn into werewolves?
Maybe.
No, it's a joke. We don't eat their hamburgers anyway anymore.
You should just tell her that you scold her enough that she's fine.
Her little friend told her that our McDonald's had worms in their hamburgers.
What?
Oh, I don't know how accurate that is, but we have not eaten there. Mm. And then she said there was a game on her Roblox game. It's like Killer Clowns.
No, goes, thank you. Nope.
She goes, I'm going to go downstairs. She goes, are there Killer Clowns down there? And I was like, no, what? And then she told me about the game. And she goes, that's okay. I killed it with a baseball bat.
Good. Also, be worried if your daughter says she waved to a clown outside your house.
Oh, no, no. We're never going anywhere with a clown. So she comes home, she's like, oh, there's a clown outside. It was waving at me. Nope. We learned from Supernatural. We
don't never forget. Let a clown in your house.
It wasn't even a happy looking clown.
No, that was a John Wayne Gacy clown.
People better.
At least John Wayne Gacy smiled.
Yeah, for real. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Eric Kripke says that it is in... Can I read?
You've been listening to Balls, a Supernatural podcast with Lizzie and Missy. If you want more, follow on Twitter and Instagram at SBNBallsPod or email SBNBallsPod@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe and follow Balls on your favorite streaming service.